In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
That just sounds like King Kong.
Yeah, Sam has to do it too.
I refuse.
That would be worse. That would just be two King Kongs.
We have to.
I don't even know.
He's demanded a drum roll, and
I don't even know if it picked it up. I'm sure it did to some degree, but it.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Give me a vocal one, because I can't read this without a drum roll.
Here's your vocal drum roll. Drum roll.
That's dumb. Save a horse, ride a taco. The magnum opus from Postmates has reached peak randomness.
No.
Peak.
We're back. Postmates has struck again.
Ride a taco?
Save a horse. Ride a taco. The implication that if you...
Maybe they misspoke.
If you aren't riding your taco, you're killing a horse.
Ride a taco?
I don't... This is
what
terrible.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
This is the worst opening...
It's not.
No. It's we've had really bad openings, Sam. You need to go back and listen to the
You haven't listened.
Here's
I know.
The thing.
You
the
on
thing.
Record have said I have not listened to an episode in a long time.
I don't remember any previous
Fact.
Openings, which is why this is now the worst.
You're just living it right now though.
This yeah, exactly.
Can you tell me what Postmates meant by this, please? I can give him a pass. Paul McCartney bought me Taco Bell. Great. Great. Thank you, Postmates. Save a horse, ride a taco?
I remember that one.
Someone, I'm adding Postmates, Twitter handle. Reach out to us, please. I have no explanation. I don't know what this means. One of you two, please. One of my two comedy improv hosts, please tell me what this means.
The comedy, I'm not funny.
Well, I gestured more to Kevin as I said that, but you are free to
no,
as well.
I'm lost. I need to, what does ride, I just want to know what ride a taco means.
I have no idea.
What does riding a taco even look like?
I feel like we have been given some information as to what that means though, because it can be implied that it involves saving a horse.
The horse is saved if you ride the taco.
You're telling me.
No, Postmates is telling you.
Postmates is telling
me.
This
isn't Sam. I want that clear.
No.
On the record.
Because you said that it was an implication.
Oh, I know what I said.
Of this, the fact that riding a taco is synonymous with saving a horse?
Could they have spelt it wrong and said
riding
a taco?
They didn't.
Right? What?
R-I-D-E. And that also makes no sense.
Right.
At all.
But it would be a different, I mean, it would be a different puzzle.
Well, the thing is like
riding a taco.
The reason I bring these to the table in the first place is because they're random. They make no sense. They're funny. Haha, whatever. You can make a stretch and it's like, oh, I can see how in a really big stretch that Postmates notification
Impossible.
Makes sense. This one, nothing.
They've
There's
been
nothing.
Hacked.
There is no, like, if I make a stretch, riding a taco has nothing to do with eating a taco.
See, Houston, I think that they have accomplished everything that they wished to accomplish.
Oh, absolutely.
This. So who cares?
But that's why this is the magnum opus.
Actually,
they have
I
finally
don't think so.
Made a post
Can we,
that is so disconnected from their service that it makes no sense.
I think of riding a taco, and that makes me not want to eat a taco.
It makes me think that I have taco meat in my pants.
Is that what
no,
they want from me?
No, but it brings your attention to Postmates. See, you had not previously heard of this. as had most of our listeners, Houston thought it was so outrageous that he shared it with all of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And now we all want Postmates to deliver our
food. No, we don't.
Sam,
no,
I need you to
stop.
But
it's on my mind.
So, okay.
Now I'm like, I'm kind of hungry.
So,
maybe I'll get Postmates to deliver.
So the new advertising is just garbly gook?
If you can get people, Kevin, if you can get people to share your garbly gook, then yes.
I can't.
Bad press is
that can't
good
be true.
Press.
That cannot be true.
Sam, if you could quit unraveling my evil scientist blueprints on getting Postmates to sponsor us on this podcast in front of our audience, that would be great.
You know what? There is sadly, unfortunately, with much chagrin, there is some truth to what Sam is saying. If you saw an ad on television that just was like, what on God's green earth did I just watch?
Mm-hmm.
That would be an ad that you would share and mm-hmm. never forget.
Right.
It's interesting. I was actually reading up on this the other day a little bit. There's like theories that ads are going to get into that territory, kind of like internet humor, because that's what is appealing.
Randomly generated.
And even further than that, there is a theory that ads will start to become bad, outrageously bad, with the intent of like enraging their audience, because now you're thinking about the product.
Oh, I think that's where we are right now.
No, I'm talking about...
I think
about,
that's
like,
where we are right now,
I'm not
and
talking
we're
about
going
cheesy.
To move toward randomness.
Like, we yes. already kind of have that with radio ads. They're like, we have to make it annoying so they remember.
Cheesy does enrage. Are
like
you
this.
Talking about
to
making
degree,
ads
yeah.
that are just racist?
I'm thinking, no.
No one will
one guy
them.
Walking down a line of someone from every race slapping a taco out of each hand he can find. No, I'm talking more...
What?
Like, if you wanted to make a racist ad... No one gets to enjoy tacos but us.
Can we talk about the movie we watched?
Really, I want to make this point really clear. The point, the ad I was thinking of more in line was the, it was a Kardashian who like gave a Pepsi to a riot policeman. Do you remember that whole controversy?
No.
I think it was a Kardashian.
I don't keep up with the Kardashians.
It was like a couple months ago. It was when all the riots were going pretty crazy and she had a Pepsi in her hand and there was a protest and riot gear cops and she walked up with her Pepsi and handed it to the cop and everyone felt better and everyone was mad because they're like, this isn't a joke, Pepsi. Like, these are real issues we're all concerned about and real conflict. And you just told me that that a celebrity could hand someone a Coke product, a Pepsi product.
What is
product.
Wrong with you?
And all of our problems go away. Like, no. It sparked some outrage, but I think that's what they meant by that theory, is that's where we're going with ads. But who knows? I could be wrong. They could be wrong. I don't freaking know. Let's talk about Willy's Wonderland.
That's pretty much racism, but okay.
We watched it with intent to laugh.
And it we did
and
a
we
lot.
We did. A lot.
We it, did find laughter.
It is. I'm. It's official. Like, it depends. This might be just like the ad thing. If they made it with the intent to be so ironically funny, then it's a dumb movie.
See, we talked about this movie in our last episode. If you lost, maybe take a quick listen there.
Yeah, we're going to have to give you an update.
That being said, though, so yeah, preface of the movie, really, really fast. Starring Nick Cage.
Mm-hmm.
He.
We can confirm, by the way, we can confirm 100%. Not one line.
He doesn't have a single line in the whole movie.
The man
movie.
Doesn't speak.
And he gets locked in a like a Chuck E. Cheese's type place.
Yeah, we did
and
the
has
synopsis
to fight
of
off
the film in the last one.
Evil animatronics, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Five Nights at Freddy's.
If you want to see Nick Cage beating up robots for an hour and a half.
I want robots
that
right
don't...
Now.
No, whoa. Without animatrons having... or animatronics... Is that, it's animatronics,
yeah.
Are very different than robots, Sam. Robots are like
yeah.
square, like, or no, even more tech, like iRobot.
Tell me, Kevin.
Animatronics are like robotic
iRobot,
skeletons.
Yeah, they're like people robots. These are like giant weasel, giant gorilla. Oh my gosh, he curb stomps a gorilla on a
yeah.
urinal.
I want to hear right now, favorite part of...
I don't want to spoil the whole movie, but I don't know why they didn't include that in the ad, because that is...
They didn't want to give it away, the best part of the movie. When we finished and I was laying in bed that night, I was like, like when I thought back to it, I'm like, that feels like a dream. Like people talk about how something that happened to them feels like a dream. That movie felt like a dream. Like, I'm like, did I really just watch the entirety of that? And remember every scene? I have watched movies like
that. That freaking movie we watched at your house that one night.
Which one?
The terrible animation, like Indian.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, Alibaba.
Alibaba
on Netflix.
That's it.
Ooh, what a classic.
We seriously watched the whole thing. That. We watched
start
it
to
from
finish,
start
and
to
we
finish.
Died laughing the entire time.
I have one more thing to say about Willy's Wonderland.
I have another thing to say also about Willy's Wonderland.
Oh, well, I was just going to really quick say that it is for mature audience only.
Yes, this is what I was going to say.
But also, at the very same time, immature audience only.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, basically for people exactly like us and no one else.
It has taken the spot of best bad movie ever.
So, there is adult content...
I mean, we can just give a warning right now. There's a good number of F-bombs, so if that's not your flavor, don't do that. There's also a pretty racy sexual scene. It doesn't show anything, but there's a lot implied. A lot of camera
spinning. Just parents guide that baby.
Just parents guide that vid angel.
Parents guide that baby, and then get back to us.
I will say, yeah, we didn't appreciate that scene too much. The animatronics, on the other hand, I think they got a lot out of it.
Oh, I appreciated that very much.
And I think that's why they call it Five Nights at Freddy's and not just the one.
Nope, boo.
Bada bing. Ah.
That was a horrible joke. I won't even call that a joke.
A lot of setup.
I redact what I said.
Read your story.
Okay.
Enough of this nonsense. Yeah,
this hullabaloo. We haven't time for hullabaloo.
Why hasn't Bigfoot/Sasquatch been found? They are telepathic beings capable of knowing where you are, capable of understanding the universe and life in ways that give them abilities beyond our own. They are a psychic phenomena and also very protective of their requirements of fresh water, vast untouched forest, good levels of foodstuffs growing out without interference. They have been found. They have been photographed. Anyone saying they do not exist are not capable of intelligently looking at the facts and discerning correctly. The Sasquatch Chronicles episode in the police officer as a with the police officer as a witness is well worth listening to on YouTube. Also, don't go hunting them. They will kill you if they find you in the forest with that intentionality.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a Sasquatch attack.
Oh, I have. There's some dude that claimed to have been like kidnapped.
There was a van who
by a family.
This is a little NSFW.
A family of Bigfoot.
This is a little NSFW, but there is a very popular video on YouTube where a man claims to be taken advantage of sexually by a big female Bigfoot. Very famous video.
No.
Yeah, it's an interview, and he's like, she got me.
No
Had
way.
No control.
Oh, it's just an interview.
It's like they're out in the woods, and he's like, this is where it happened.
She
got
gosh.
Me. It's okay. Brutal.
So... Right off the bat.
I also, really, really fast, I have to mention, this is a repost, and they said, before anyone asks, this isn't satire. The guy actively went into the comments of others' answers to argue that what he says is true. So just, if there was any doubt.
A crusader.
It's not, hey, this isn't for funny.
Okay? A crusader is a very good word.
He's not pulling jokes.
For that.
He's out to get the truth.
Houston comes to Phantasmagoria and starts us off with, is Bigfoot, or why hasn't Bigfoot been found? And I'm thinking, well, that's pretty basic for where we're at in the show. We've mm-hmm. got a lot of episodes under our belt, and now we're going back to why Bigfoot hasn't been found. And then he started reading words like telepathic and
psychic
universe.
Phenomena.
and words that should not ever be associated with Bigfoot.
Kevin, they have to be.
And now I appreciate the post. But
while we're on the topic of Bigfoot, I made a post on Instagram this week, and I have a shout out for Dagan Knight.
Dagan Knight.
My best friend.
Day and Knight?
Dagan.
Okay. Dummy.
Keep going. It was a stupid joke. Keep going.
Houston, we have a problem.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's exactly what you just did to him.
I did. I'm living in it. Keep going.
the Australian friend called Bigfoot, actually called Yowie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Did you?
On the IG, on the gram.
On the old gram. But
yeah, he got it first, right?
Right.
He was yeah.
And so this is something I wanted to bring to the table specifically because telepathic becomes very important with what I'm about to share with both of you right now.
Oh, there's more.
On the very next, I do a good amount of research before we start episodes, like throughout the week. Like I'm keeping an eye out for stuff that I want to bring to the table.
I highlight things. I bookmark things.
Almost immediately after finding this telepathic Bigfoot claim, Fox 8 on March 10th, Bigfoot bounty passes 2 million if captured unharmed. For many, the idea of capturing a mythical creature
only
is
2 million?
It passes 2 million.
That's not that much.
That's not that much.
I bet you could get a lot more.
But it was just posted recently. For many, the idea of capturing a mythical creature is unthinkable, let alone unbelievable. But for some, the idea is not only alive and well, but there's now more than 2 million on the line. At the end of January, Oklahoma State Representative Justin Humphrey filed legislation to establish what he hoped would be a boon for local tourism, a Bigfoot hunting season. Over the next few weeks, the bill died in committee, but that hasn't stopped some from continuing the effort to encourage someone to capture Bigfoot. So they literally took it to court, said, it's official, Bigfoot hunting season. They said no, and he said, I'm doing it anyway. Open season.
I'm thinking 2 mil is too cheap as well.
Oh, way too cheap.
Could you imagine?
I approach the world, okay? I say, hey, Mr. Elon Musk, I need you to help me get the word out. I have Bigfoot.
I have a live Bigfoot.
Not only does he project that to the world, but to the solar system, right? Not that there's really any other ears out there to be hearing
but
this
there could.
Message.
Sure.
But there could be.
There yeah.
could be.
Potentially.
You know?
Which might bring the aliens out. That's a different subject.
Doesn't matter. Not Sasquatch, not Bigfoot.
But I believe that there would be somebody else on this green, green earth that would say, hey, you know what? I can top that. 2 million? Make it 3.
2 million?
You put them up on auction.
2 million? That's pocket change. How about 5 million?
How about 10?
How about 20?
Humphrey does want to point out to the non-believers and others that Oklahoma has the 9th most sightings in the world of Bigfoot. So it's up there. He frequents old Oklahoma.
Of Bigfoot. See, that's cheap to say because Bigfoot's called something different in every place.
Ninth most.
Great for them.
Humphrey is now working with state officials to set up rules for a, quote, Sasquatch quest. He's quick to point out the idea is not to kill anything, but to capture Bigfoot unharmed and without breaking any Oklahoma laws. Here's my thing. We just had a guy go off telepathically. Nope. Talking about a telepathic Bigfoot. If that is a wild claim, and this man apparently, according to the last post, is sold on that. He truly believes that Bigfoot is a psychic being. Here's my thing. Bigfoot's ready. He is ready to make his grand appearance. So he's let a bunch of people out there know Bigfoot is telepathic. They don't know why they know that's true, but they know it's true because Bigfoot...
He's planted the seed.
Bigfoot has planted the seed. And now he has gone to the state officials and said, come looking for me. Come find me. I have the stage set. The curtain is about to rise, and I'm ready to come out finally of these dang woods.
So it's Bigfoot time. Is just he's the puppet master of humanity.
He's been the puppet master all along, I would think.
I fully believe this man.
I would think.
Could I ask if we were allowed to break Oklahoma law, would that
change
be any easier in finding Bigfoot?
Just a big bonfire, burn this town to the ground.
Just 50 sticks of dynamite.
No,
I
don't.
If we burn this town to the ground, we'll know where he isn't.
Well, Kevin, he's insured his own job, really, because if he says hunting season, if you're hunting out of season. You may be causing damage to, I mean, you break the laws, you are.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't want to shoot something on accident that right. is out of season, so you want to line up the Bigfoot hunting season with everything else, just gotcha. Shoot everything you could find.
I have something related.
Really fast, I do want to say, if someone is so serious about this that the money doesn't matter and the state has said, you're ready, you're official, go find him, it might be worth it to a hunter just to live in infamy as the man who found it, to do $2 million worth of damage finding, like, to just do every outrageous thing you can that could rack up those fines to find him, as long as you can pay it all off. Because you're getting $2 million, over $2 million.
Oh, you're getting way more than
$2 million. To pay off those fines.
Way more than $2
million. Mm-hmm. Interviews, photo shoots.
I want to search.
Bigfoot alone.
I want to search for cryptids. I don't care about the danger. Where can I find them?
Oh. Ooh. Oh.
This guy's a freaking...
He doesn't care about the danger.
What an volcanoes. Edgy human being.
I don't care.
If you don't care about the danger, I would say volcanoes. No one really looks for cryptids around volcanoes, but no one also goes in volcanoes.
I have heard...
That's a good point.
That's good.
That's good material right there. Write that down.
I have heard stories upon stories upon stories and seen videos upon videos. Where are you seeing videos upon videos?
Why is he whining? Who's he whining to as he says this aloud?
He just wants his cryptids. Seeing videos upon videos and upon videos, these are all well and good, but at a certain point, they become not enough for me. I want to see them.
Oh my gosh.
I want to see them with my own eyes.
My hunger for the Loch Ness Monster is insatiable.
This guy.
I want to see them with my own eyes and hopefully come out alive with 1080p quality footage at the end of it. I'd like to know as much as I can about all the places
me too,
these creatures
actually.
Are sighted and what the easiest way is to find one. Any kind, I'm not looking for a specific one. Although I will admit I would very be interested in seeing a crawler. If I make it out and am able to film everything worthwhile, I will post it on all cryptid or cryptid-related subs.
Good.
If anyone has any info that would help me out, it would be much appreciated.
A what?
I'm a broken record when it comes to this saying this exact sentence, but I'll frickin' say it again. 1080p HD. There is no reason not every... It is so easily accessible to everyone nowadays. There's no reason that not every encounter
there isn't
from
not
here,
a single reason
not
that
reason.
You haven't.
Exactly.
To not have that
if anyone
on
is
hand.
Claiming, oh, I found a ghost, I found a monster, I found the thing, there's no reason it should be from your crappy disposable camera.
Whoa.
Or your
whoa.
Phone from 2001.
Yeah. There's no reason. There's no reason.
But where is it? The volcanoes? If
that, I mean,
just,
that was just right off the top of my head.
If you're just going for a cryptid, period. A cryptid.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Well, you found one in Turtle Pond, so maybe go to the places that they are named after. Sasquatch Mountain.
So here's
find
a,
it.
Here's a question for you. What defines a cryptid? Did they find a cryptid there, or did that stop becoming a cryptid?
It stops becoming a cryptid as soon as you find it. So if you're a cryptozoologist, and you want to study the cryptids.
So you're hoping
the moment
to fail.
You find it, you've got to pass it off to an actual
scientist. The moment you find it,
scientist.
You have failed.
Oof.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh.
No.
It's a paradox, but that's what they live for, is the paradox.
You don't fail.
But where...
Did you just say when you find it, you fail?
Yeah. Because
right.
now... Because
you're studying
you
cryptids. If you find it, you can't study it anymore because it's no longer a cryptid.
I don't think that's what a cryptozoologist is.
No, he's
is.
Just making a funny. A cryptologist is trying to prove the existence.
Yeah, you
the
try,
goal
that's
of a
what
cryptozoologist.
They do
okay.
They try to find the yeah. cryptid. They okay. don't try to study
he was just
them.
Making a funny.
But where's the highest, is it the Bermuda Triangle? Would we think that maybe that could be a good place?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a good place to start. I wouldn't cross that
into,
off the list.
You may run into aliens there.
You may, and that's not a cryptid. You failed. Failed expedition. It wasn't cryptids. Wasn't Bigfoot. The most dangerous places. I want name me the most dangerous place
dangerous,
you can think of right now.
The top of Mount Everest.
Okay. Bigfoot, probably. You
Yeti.
Don't know?
There's
probably not.
There.
There's a bunch of people that have been
yeah, but
there.
He's standing up there. He's psychic. He can sense them coming. He's like, I gotta get out of here.
That's from the Abominable Snowman's breath. He breathes cold on
no,
them.
Sam, it's from Science and Nature. Let's not get
no,
crazy.
No.
What are you
that's
saying,
from elevation.
Coach?
He's saying the snow on Mount Everest is from the breath of the
abominable. Not the snow. You got the abominable snowman living at the top of Mount Everest, and he goes up there, and he breathes his icy breath on them and freezes them solid.
Freezes who?
The people at the top of Mount Everest.
People have been to the top and come back down.
I know, and those are the ones that didn't get breathed on by abominable snowman.
Okay.
Sure.
There's just no survivors because he breathed on them and they're frozen now.
But there are survivors. There are survivors.
They make it down.
I know. But the ones that saw the abominable snowman are frozen at the top.
That's right. Okay. That's so, why so that's what he's saying. If you go to the top of Mount Everest, you either encounter the abominable snowman and you don't come back.
Bingo.
Or you don't ever see any trace of the abominable snowman and you make it back.
Or maybe it's, I don't know, the extreme elevation. And
no,
cold.
You idiot.
Thank you, Kevin.
I don't know. Maybe it's the frigid negative 400 degree.
Maybe it's your weather. Maybe it's your frigid heart.
If the abominable snowman can live in those conditions, anyone can.
Dummy. Everyone that's going to Mount Everest wants us to think that it's a tough journey.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tough. You got to be.
Do you think anyone has actually
boy.
Who is such gotta, a good mountain climber you, that hey, they got to the hey, top and hey. They were like, that actually wasn't that bad.
You have to prepare.
You do.
You have to train mentally and physically and
all keeping
emotionally.
Up the facade.
I 100% agree, but do you think that anyone
And it's long.
Do you think anyone this is a real question.
And it's
you,
hard.
Okay, I get it.
And it's you're grueling.
And you're going to want to quit and you're going to think about turning back.
Uh-huh.
And that's when you're going to see that warm, warm snowman. But he's an abominable
that
snowman.
That doesn't make any sense. This is a real
he's
question.
He's covered in fur. He's going to be warm.
Just because he's a snowman doesn't mean he's
up.
A...
He'll snuggle on up.
A
that's
snowman.
Why they're all sitting down on top of the mountain. They like sit down. He snuggles on up next to him. And then he just gives him a big old kiss right on the cheek. Frozen.
Hold on, Sam. We're breaking him in half.
I have a real question.
His brain is not...
Do you think that anyone has over-prepared for this climb? Ever?
Over-prepared?
Do you think anyone has gotten... Like, they're hiking their life. They've climbed so many mountains. They're like, okay, I'm finally doing it. Finally, Mount Everest. They get up there. They're like, that wasn't that bad.
That, you know what? If there has been, screw them. Because they lied.
What?
And they're like...
Well, okay, I'm not asking... Kevin.
Easy.
My question
Mount
to you...
Mount Everest... I climbed that in my sleep.
My
I slept walk up Mount Everest.
Let's try Olympus Mons, bro.
Let's try.
I could crush that mountain, bro.
Let's go to Mars, freaking climb that mountain.
My question to you wasn't, do you think someone has said that and lied about it? My question was, do you think someone got up there and genuinely has thought, wow, that actually wasn't as bad as I thought it would be?
No.
You don't think that's ever happened?
Nope.
I think it has.
No
I bet
way.
It has.
I bet not.
So, because they've hiked so much, they're way overprepared. They're thinking, this is so freaking hard. And then they get there, and then they're like, that was hard, but it wasn't that hard.
Nope.
I don't know.
I don't think that there are things. There are things that no matter how.
I agree with what Kevin is saying.
How much you have prepared, how much you've trained, that are just
it is so
hard
extreme.
For a human being to do.
Yeah.
It is so extreme and so far out of the human element. That I think that it would
okay.
be very challenging
that's,
pretty much no matter.
That's valid. That answers my question. Here
I would
we go.
Think. But there may be one or two that thought it was so easy.
Not so easy. They could be like, that was freaking hard. But in their mind, they were expecting it to be so much worse. Do you think the way down from Mount Everest is like, what a breeze? Slip, slide all
they
the way
just
down.
Sled all the
and
way down.
Here's my counterpoint to that. Have you ever climbed up a surface and then realized that you could not get down?
Yes.
Oh.
It's so much harder climbing down from things than it is climbing up.
Yeah, there are hikes like I Ooh. Like my stepdad takes us on week-long hikes like we've done it a couple times growing up. And every time like we'd go pretty deep into an area and then go back the exact same way most of the time and I will it's like a car trip. You know when you're driving back and you're like, "Wow,
that
the way
was
back
fast.
Was a lot faster."
Yeah.
Huh.
If Because Mount Everest is such an ordeal, I'm thinking like, because in my experience on those hikes, it was fast. It felt faster. So I'm like, wow, I hit this landmark that I remember passing way sooner than I thought. I wonder if Mount Everest, by the time you get down, you're like, whoa, what did I copter down and not even realize? What am I doing
Mount
down
what?
Here? I might go back up again. You so quick on the way down.
You jump in one of those like plastic bubble balls.
Ooh, okay.
And you just jump.
Absorb ball.
You just leap.
It wouldn't probably add that much weight onto your pack on the way up. You might as well climb up and
zorb
down.
Zorb on down.
That's going to be Mount Everest.
Excuse me, pardon me.
They're going to build a big slide and be like, you can climb down or you can, and the audience comes in, slorb on down. Is it slorb? Slorb on down.
You're going to end up in the Atlantic Ocean.
Dude, what if they got a bunch of copters?
Bounce across the continent.
What if they legit got a bunch of copters and like
sorry I said that. That's so
using tethers,
down.
Like built a, like a slide rail, like a safe, like nice slow decline, but you could literally slide all the way back down. Like, you climbed it, you do not have to climb back down, you did it. Just slide on down.
Just
no NBD.
Just
your freaking your butt would freaking inflame.
Well, there's a guy up there with heating pads for
there's
you.
There's a guy up there. Yeah, the abominable
name the abominable
yeah with heating blankets. Someone read a news story,
dude. I just want to make sure we understood my comment, because
what did you say?
Out of context, that's just that your butt would literally
yeah, no,
catch
on the metal.
Fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Friction.
Oh, catch fire. I
friction's
thought,
a thing.
I thought you
so.
Were gonna say freeze.
I said it would be a blaze. Flame.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part.
Hot.
It probably would. I don't know.
Going
cold.
Down a slide the size of Mount Everest.
Well, you're not going down it at Mach 1. I'm talking like it's a nice low, like you're on it for a while and you're sliding the whole time.
Here's my question. This really quick before we move on. How far down would you get before you wore through your pants? Before it was just cheek on slide.
Well, how many pairs of pants slide. Are you wearing? I assume
probably
ooh,
multiple
that's
pairs
a
of
couple.
Pants.
You'd melt right through them.
You're not moving at Mach 2.
Yeah,
on this
you'd be moving. You'd be moving decently quickly for hours.
There aren't
Houston,
Mario Kart
I've,
style boosters
quick,
ready to send
question.
You on your way.
It was a quick question. Kevin.
I've scorched my thighs on the elementary playground.
Yeah, we
slide.
Live. We live on the hottest place on earth.
Well, that's true.
Touché.
It reaches like 120 degrees here this summer. So I don't even, isn't that the record? 120 or is it 115? It's one of the two.
It's definitely gotten hotter than 115.
Yeah, it's up there.
This says, what are the differences and...
Okay.
And...
Well, I'm glad you stopped me because I was about to really jump in on that whole meat of a question you
tell
just
us,
gave
tell
me.
Tell us the differences, Houston.
And
well, let me
similarities,
hot, cold,
differences,
black
and
white.
Similarities,
up and down
between the Bermuda Triangle and a black hole.
Ooh,
the similarities and differences.
The similarities are things both go missing inside of them. One
missing
is maybe not the right word.
You don't know.
If
there's
if
a
we,
lot of theory that black holes can be wormholes.
If we know, oh.
There's a lot of theory that black holes spit things out
if
at
we,
another end.
Here, okay, if we know that the Bermuda Triangle is where things are going missing, are they really going missing?
No.
Yes? If I know I lost my keys in my house, they're still missing. They're just in my house.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're working through this one step at a time, baby.
Okay.
Working through what? The basic well, what?
Because you said things go missing in a black hole, and I really don't think that they do. If something gets sucked into a black hole, I know right where it is.
Well, no, because right that there. Is a real scientific theory, at least to my knowledge, is that it's a theory. It could be completely wrong, but there's a theory that they spit them out at another end.
Well, that's a wormhole, Houston.
Destroyed. Yeah, and there's a theory that the black holes are wormholes.
No, there
no?
isn't.
I thought there was.
Nope.
That's I think that's science
black
fiction
holes,
hullabaloo.
Black holes are certainly real. Wormholes are still theoretical.
Okay. Well, that's because we can't like learn too much about black holes because of the nature of them. That was why I thought the theory was still on the table.
No, they're two different things.
Okay.
Black
okay.
hole is a mass. Wormhole.
So give me
that's
the,
right.
Give me the differences between the Bermuda Triangle and a black hole. One.
How does a mass suck?
That's not a difference or a similarity.
Excuse
Houston.
Me?
Like, how does a mass inhale
gravity.
Things?
Gravity.
It's called gravity.
You're right.
How does.
Duh. That was dumb. That was a dumb
differences
thing to say.
And similarities. give me a similarity.
Big, a big honking
a similarity
pair
between
of lungs.
Bermuda and black hole.
Right.
Things go missing inside of them.
Okay, give me a difference. Okay. One is on planet Earth, one is out in space.
Kevin,
similarity.
Similarity.
We don't know what happens
you're
to
not Kevin.
Go missing.
You're not Kevin.
Okay.
Okay. Similarity. Oh wow. There aren't any.
You can't think of any?
Here's one. What did you say exactly?
I have a similarity.
What was your similarity? I'm wondering if I'm just rewording it or if it's
we don't know where they go.
We don't know where they go.
After they go missing.
Okay.
It was a dumb thing I said.
So the location is unknown. I, similar to that, will say, once you go in, you don't come out.
Is that always the case? I don't believe that to be true.
That's not 100% of the time. People live in the Bermuda Triangle.
Also, that's horse manure.
There's islands that people live on in the Bermuda Triangle.
Well,
Kevin,
Island of Bermuda.
You know what?
Have they ever come out?
Yes.
Lies. How do you know? Kevin, have you met someone?
Do you know what?
Yes.
You know what horse manure produces?
Sting?
The finest vegetables this land has ever known.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good things come from horse manure, Kevin.
Well, then
This is horse manure in that people do come out alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just bad. Horse manure is not great, but when you grow vegetables with it, it's good.
Okay. There was a flight you could take from Long Island to the island of Bermuda that people frequented.
Both of these things, the Bermuda Triangle and black holes.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens.
Okay. Lay it on. I knew to the point where I'm not even surprised and just let down.
Can I say my difference?
That's all I need to say.
Did I get a chance to say?
One's in space, one's on Earth.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Gotcha. Good one. That was a good one.
Thank you.
One is a sphere and the other is a triangle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we not dig any deeper than third grade answers, please? I'm starting to get embarrassed.
Was the question, what are the similarities and differences?
You're exactly right, Kevin. Absolutely justified.
Thank you.
A black hole, what shape? We're just going to sound like idiots.
A circle.
We can't.
No, I really think it's a sphere. It has to be a sphere. Common sense will tell you it's a sphere.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
If it's gravity that's doing the work, it has to be spherical.
It will pull it into a perfect sphere.
That's why all celestial bodies are spheres.
It's true.
No, I understand that, but the black hole itself is not actually a thing.
I believe that it is.
That's theoretical. We went from third grade to where scientists can't answer.
No, it is.
The center of the black hole would be a sphere.
Okay.
Okay, well, as big or small as it is, it's still a sphere.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you were saying, alien boy?
That's the only thing. I want our listeners' imaginations to be able to really play with that one.
Here's a difference. Okay. Here's a good difference. Jack Black has not been in a black hole cinematically, as far as I know. So that's a big one.
That is something.
Yeah. Which, if we could get him in there, maybe we'd learn a little bit more about black holes.
Yeah, no, that
put is Jack Black in a black hole.
Jack Black Hole.
Jack, I don't want to.
I don't want to explore this any more than we already have.
I don't want that movie. I don't want that feature film full length.
No, that was a good one. That was
I loved him. I loved him in that movie. Oh, he was good.
One shares a name with Jack Black. The other does not. And it's not the same one that you just said.
Did we lose Amelia Earhart to
a black hole?
The Bermuda Triangle.
No.
Or was it just the Atlantic?
She sailed across the Atlantic.
She flew.
I mean, she flew.
Yeah.
She sailed by air.
If you think about it, planes are just sailing in the sky.
That's
all it is.
And that's all it would be in space, too. But I was just, for some reason, I had that in my mind that
she got missing in the Bermuda Triangle. We could do a quick Google search and probably find the answer to that.
Is that, that's going to blow my mind.
Go missing in Bermuda?
Bing, bang, boom. We don't know where she went missing. That's the thing. She's missing.
Is she?
It disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle.
That's the last we knew of her.
Aircraft?
Is that she entered the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought.
Oh, no, she didn't.
No way.
During a descent, Pacific Ocean. Yeah, no, it wasn't there.
She crashed?
But there was a second article. Aircraft squadron went missing.
I'm a noob, but I don't know
1945.
Anything, and I apologize.
We're not talking about them.
We're talking about Amelia.
She disappeared. Well, that's why I got confused.
So, so Amelia is just, we don't know what happened.
She just disappeared.
Right.
But I don't think it was...
I had no idea.
Bermuda. You thought she finished her trip?
Well, she did.
No.
No.
She She went missing.
She set out to fly around the world and never came
and
back.
And went missing.
But she sailed across the Atlantic. She was the flew. First.
Did she?
She was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Fact.
Okay.
Okay, maybe. But in her trip around the world in one flight, I actually don't know if she may have landed to refuel. I don't freaking know. The point is, she went missing in that world around the world flight. Gone. Never landed.
That's
well, she landed
nutty.
Somewhere, but not where she intended.
We should have notified the. She should have notified the world before that. What was she thinking? Hey,
before she went missing.
Mayday.
Well, before she left, she's like, "Hey, if I don't come
she
back,
she did. It was a huge event.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I'm coming.
In fact, they radioed her.
How huge was it though?
It was a big deal.
Because she's not so
Kevin,
she's
Kevin's
not flying
saying that
across.
She should have radioed in and said, "Hey, I'm not coming. You thought I was coming.
Well, no. She should have the whole world. If the whole world was aware of Amelia Earhart's.
Okay, I'm China. You're Amelia. Let's.
China.
Ring ring.
Hey, I just want to. This is through a translator, of course.
Right.
I just wanted to let you know.
Hello, I'm China.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that I am, coming that direction. I'm flying that direction, and
okay.
And it will be. I'll. Wait.
Why do I care?
Don't hang up on me.
Tell me why this is important to
I'm
me.
I'm Amelia
why is
freaking
this...
Earhart. Don't you dare hang up the phone on
hung
me.
Up.
I'm sailing across the world right now.
If I am not in
I'm
Shanghai.
Sailing the skies.
Let's say Shanghai just because that's the Chinese town
that's
I know.
The only Chinese city.
If I'm not in Shanghai by 18 o'clock, then you got to find me. And then we can say,
Kevin,
well,
I have your answer.
Where was the checkpoint before Shanghai? And then we can really narrow it down to
listen,
where she went.
You know,
I
bet she landed on Mount Everest.
Listen. During a descent while in the Pacific Ocean, Earhart radioed that she could not see her landing strip and was running low on gas. Her plane was never found, and questions remain today about what really happened to Earhart.
That's crazy.
Questions remain. I can tell you what happened. She went down in the Pacific. That's what happened. There's no question.
Yeah, I could not imagine that.
It's at the bottom of the ocean somewhere.
That's nuts.
I think there's a picture of her plane and it's got the water things on it,
though.
I would think that she would have landed safely.
Do you die upon hitting the water or do you drown?
Yeah. Depends on your plane.
I think going that fast, you would hit the water and it would just... You would...
If she was a professional pilot, she could have... People land planes on the water that aren't even designed to land on the water. That's like a... And they float. I don't know about this one, 1930s.
You might be right.
But with her making the trip around the world and having flown across the Atlantic previously, I think, and planes existing that can land on water since planes have been around, I would think that she would have a plane that could land on water.
I'll bet she landed and was like, okay, well, now I'm in the middle of nowhere. And then she just joined civilization there.
You'd think she's out kicking still. 1930s, she was in her 20s. She could be 100-something just
she
chilling.
Could be. She could be.
Dude,
that'd
would be a baller move.
Nutty.
What if you
travel to like some abandoned island and it's like these tribal people that have like the elder woman, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like this decrepit woman, but is like the all-knowing, all-wise elder. Or eldress, is that how...
I don't
is that
freaking
a thing?
Know.
Is that a thing?
No, I don't know.
It might be.
But it's her. she comes out with like the beads around her.
Yeah,
we got
that visual
down to her butt, and she's like, and it's Amelia Earhart. It's her.
Oh, I thought you were saying when Amelia got to the island. I also
no. Like,
what if it,
today?
Well, she would probably be the only white woman in the entire country.
Yeah,
they would just maybe worship.
Think about this,
dude.
It was the 1930s. It was a different time. What if she made that first trip across the Atlantic? And then she was just getting so much heat from the press. They were like, ugh, of course the first woman had to fly across the Atlantic, like all these men. And she was like, you know what? I'm freaking sick of this. I'm done.
I'm flying around the
freaking
world.
She had flown across the ocean before and was like, there's some dope islands. I've landed there before. No one's there. What if she like said, okay, guys, I'm going to fly around the world. And everyone's like, oh, here she goes again. Just trying to get attention.
That would be nuts.
And then she landed and was like, bye. I live here now. I'm done with you jokers.
Ooh.
I made my name in history, and now I'm gone. Another name in history, and you have to live with that forever.
That's truly some savagery right there.
Some savagery.
And on that note, ad break.
And we're back. Why does science seem not to be interested in a paranormal stunt that can you do at home and it works?
What?
That's how
it
was phrased. Why does science seem not to be interested in an experiment at home that would work? Why doesn't science care? I have heard of this
Who
before.
Who is science?
You know, just in general. Bill
scientists.
Nye. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You haven't heard about what scientists are doing? Tyson. Scientists are doing things constantly, mm-hmm. Sam.
Kevin, I care. And I'm kind of a scientist.
We should pay Neil deGrasse. DeGrasse? I don't know how to pronounce it. We should pay him to just commit 6 months to paranormal. Just really crank it out. 6 months. Do what you can, buddy. Because if anyone's going to figure it out, he's going to.
I don't know if the world is ready, which I think is probably why he hasn't done that yet.
You're probably right.
Because there's money in that. We have we've established this earlier this episode.
I had heard of this before, but took little notice. I went to a strict Catholic school for a while, and one day in the room used for dinners, a long table had been pulled out in the middle of the floor, and an Indian lad lay upon it. I'm going to be paraphrasing a lot here, by the way. It's very long. Going on a guess, he may have been 10 stone. I don't know what that means.
I think stone is a 10 stone. Use of weight in the Britain place.
Oh, really?
No
way. I didn't know that.
Is that for real?
One kid put his fingers under the lad's shoulder and another on his waist, same on the other side.
I never heard that?
Another put his finger under the knee and another finger under his ankle, same on the other side. They all began to chant something like, "You are getting lighter."
One stone is 14 pounds.
So he was about 10 stone.
OMG, wow. That's like 140 pounds, yeah.
Yeah. They all began to chant something like, "You are getting lighter. You are still getting lighter. You are lifting off the table." As I stood watching this, he began to slowly lift. There were lots of nervous giggles and people telling each other to shut up and concentrate. I was looking on as the kids were now at arm's length and the subject seemed too petrified to move. Even if the Indian guy was only 9 stone, that is 2 1/4 stone and just 2 fingers, yet the subject feels lightweight. Someone must have said something, as it was now the headmaster came running along the corridor, shouting and screaming. The subject fell to... The subject fell... I'm immersed.
It's
there.
It's the headmaster.
Put him down.
The subject fell to the table at this, and the 5 of them were sent to his office. The headmaster was a religious nut and screamed hell and damnation. He had seen this before.
Hell and damnation!
It was some kind of mockery of God. They all got a hiding. I don't know what a hiding is. I have seen this before.
A hiding.
A hiding with a D.
Well, maybe it's just hitting and they...
I don't know.
The headmaster literally just starts smacking them around.
Please no!
Damnation! I have seen this before that time. Kids would lie on the wall and be lifted the same way. It was just that it was the same way. It was just that it was dangerous to do it in a school full of... period.
Okay. Well, I know that I will only be listing weights in stones from now on.
I currently,
that's freaking dope.
Wait, 14 pounds you said?
14.
I currently weigh about 12 stone.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh, no, actually, oh, wow. I'm not taking it. I was thinking the first 10 stones were just 10 pounds. Hmm. So no, I'm less than 12 stone for sure. 100%. Well, not even 12 stone. Just a little guy.
Yeah, I think I'm about 12 stone. Maybe 12 and a half.
It sounds
freaking cool. You're just way more intelligent if you do that. So that's why I'm going to do it.
What's with these magic Catholic fingers?
How much those weights over there? What is that? 3 stone? 4 stone?
Jeez. Are you going to go traipsing around the gym? Being like, oh, dude, you're lifting 15 stone. That's a lot. You're not lifting 15 stone.
Quarter stone, bro. You can do more than that.
You can lift 15 stone.
You can't lift 15 stone.
Yeah, I think you can.
No. What's up with these magic Catholic fingers? Tell me.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about the story. I forgot what happened.
They placed their fingers under an Indian lad and lifted him into the air. The Indian lad did not like, but could not be let down until the headmaster screamed damnation and they dropped him on the table.
See, it's not, this is science.
Yeah, what was the kid's question before?
How can we do this magic when it's like science and stuff? And
why
redoable?
Does science not seem to be interested in making a paranormal stunt that you can do at home and it works? I fixed his grammar, but yeah.
So we're not even...
Why are they creating them?
Why aren't scientists doing that? Here's the backstory.
So our job is not to figure out how this happened. We don't have to do that.
No.
We just have to figure out why science isn't jumping on this.
And you can
like
use
flies
this story
on
as
can
flavor I, no, to help you
not,
answer that.
Not why aren't they jumping on it like flies on a poop. But
oh,
why?
You know.
But why aren't they creating their own magics with science? Is that the question?
No.
That's what I understood.
No.
Read the question again.
Sam, okay. You're jumping way too far ahead of the game.
No, I want you to read it because the way it's phrased is why I thought it was that.
Okay. You're living in 2050 over there. I'm going to hear that in 2050.
Why does science seem not to be interested in a paranormal stunt that you can do at home and it works? Why is science not interested in giving you the means to do a paranormal test to see if it's true?
Because it's not paranormal.
Why is science not interested in that?
Because it's not paranormal.
Why not?
Science
because
is science.
Because they're putting their fingers underneath somebody and literally lifting them into the air.
Oh, no, we're not worried about that. We're worried about why science
why
won't
is it,
do that.
Here is this very logical thing that is happening. Why is, I say it's paranormal, why is science not interested in it? Because science knows that you're an idiot.
And that it is science.
I misspoke. I apologize. Not an idiot.
I'm still confused. Science doesn't care because...
Don't look at me for answers, Sam. You're the ringleader of this scenario you've created. Tell him. Tell the man.
I've lost.
I don't know what you mean either.
I thought it was you.
It's just a trick of math.
The fingers?
Yes.
I think he's actually right.
So, okay.
You can lift a man in the air with just... four fingers.
I can't.
Really?
I can't.
If I lay down
behind.
Right now in podcast
you sit,
and you...
If you sit in that chair, we could lift you in the air with four fingers.
Do you want to come try?
No.
No.
I've done it before,
Are
though.
You sure? Is that kind of why?
You go one under each armpit, one under each knee.
And you can lift me.
You lift him right into the air.
Okay. But this man was laying flat on a table.
Yeah, and he had more fingers than four.
You don't know. Doesn't say how many fingers. Just said the lads at the Catholic Church got their hands on
lads.
Him.
Lads...
So at least two.
That's at least two.
Oh, wait, I can
two.
Tell you. One lad put his fingers under the lad's shoulder and another on his waist, same on the other side. Another put his finger under the knee and another finger under the ankle, same on
it.
The other side.
I've explained it, but now they have more help.
So you have two on ankle. You have. So each lad from the grammar has used one finger.
Six points of lifting.
One right. finger. There's two on the ankles. There is one on the shoulder. There is one under a knee and one under his waist and one on the other side. So two on waist, two on ankle, one on knee, one on shoulder.
Right.
One finger each.
Right.
He's laying flat.
Great.
You think they can lift that boy?
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't know.
And I've seen it done.
Scientists, Houston, Sam. Scientist, here's one right in front of us, and he is telling us exactly why they don't care about that bull crap that you are reading about.
So if we're connecting these two things, then this is not. We can settle this now.
I can't get behind this question. I don't know what it means.
Sad for me is because he has science, and he has approached scientists and said, "This is not science." Hmm. And they're like, "What? Who are you?"
This is not science. Eyebrows.
Wink.
And science is like, yes, it is? Question mark?
It's paranormal science. He's right.
So that's the question.
Yeah.
Why does science not care about this cool thing we did?
Right.
Okay. That just, I didn't understand.
We've been talking about this for like 7 minutes.
Way too
minutes,
long.
And Kevin just barely got on board.
The two top... responses in the comments.
Again, I was still just thinking about the headmaster whacking people around.
The first
really
one's from Nine Lives. You'd be surprised what else is possible. And then to come up and just contradict that right off the bat is who says, "You done it at home? Bet you ain't ever heard of magic or illusions. That's why."
He's on to say, I thought about that earlier too.
Okay, because I thought that was gibberish, so please explain.
Magic and illusions? This is a trick that is that seems like it shouldn't work, but it does. Okay. Like magic and illusions.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Perhaps you a approach, form of you hazing.
You approach a scientist and make a card disappear, and he's not supposed to be like, "Duh, let me figure out the science behind this." Because he's like, okay, there is an explanation.
I just science, don't know what it is.
Math, you did something.
But this is a headmaster. From one headmaster to another, you should know that most of these men are intelligent people.
Dean.
Okay.
I need the distinction. All right,
sure. Sure. One king of school to another.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You'd think he'd see this and be like, well, this is just a parlor trick that these young lads are playing. But he was up in arms enough to be like, uh-oh, devil, damnation, hell.
Well, not headmaster.
Not all headmasters, not all kings of school are as wise as you may think them to be.
Okay.
He may be easily bamboozled.
All right, there we go.
True.
Just a fool.
True.
Just a fool of a headmaster.
And more to that point, he probably has never done this thing. He probably has just as good an idea as anyone else does.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think his degree was in finger lifting?
I'm trying to place the best comparison I can do and
it
see
wasn't.
How people would react. Good.
Spoiler alert, and it wasn't.
If I was to place myself in the cathedral of Nacho Libre where all the school children are and they did this, I could see those headmasters just being in a tizzy, just being upset at this action. So yeah, you know what? Fair. Science.
Well,
scary
any
science.
Any school with a headmaster, any headmaster is just going to be shutting down any kind of shenanigans.
Right.
Shenanigans is the word I was looking for.
Yep.
Any shenanigans, kids giggling, chanting, you're shutting that down.
Not at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Dumbledore was like, yeah, eat the chocolate frogs, do the scary fireworks, fly on your broom. And he said, go, do it. He gave him points for it.
He's in
a celebratory context.
Yeah.
Fight the Dark Lord.
It was the time.
Fight the
okay,
evil one.
Okay.
Here's your points.
he was priming his pig is what he was doing.
Right. Anyway.
How do paranormal
you did
skeptics.
That was the worst stutter you could have ever had.
How do paranormal skeptics.
Is that where the
guys
ghost
has been
goes?
Phantasmagoria?
Yeah, no one put those two stutters together.
And I'm the biggest dummy in the entire world. How do paranormal skeptics paranormal skeptics is what I said. Explain Mothman and how it predicted the fall of the Silver Bridge.
I need more context because I didn't know that.
Do you know about the Silver Bridge?
No.
The famous Mothman bridge falling?
No.
I'm like dead serious. That's like a real thing. You've never heard of that?
The description is
my name.
It's here. Said to have predicted the Chernobyl disaster too.
Well, that's good. I didn't know that.
Who did he predict that to?
It's the Mothman prophecy. That's all I know. I just know the name and I don't know anything about it.
So the Silver Bridge is the deadliest bridge disaster in U.S. history. I have... How many people died in it? There's quotes from people who were there. It happened in 1967. I'm not seeing the deaths, but it is. I know that from school that it was the deadliest bridge fall
in
U.S. history.
Okay, freaking Mothman expert. I need you to explain.
You nerd.
You big dweeb.
Yeah.
Geek. I need you to explain what the Mothman prophecy is.
So
in the movies, he just like popped up on every screen in the United States, Mothman, and he's like, the Silver Bridge will fall.
Silver Bridge is
Silver Bridge
burning down. Burning down.
No. Didn't sing nursery rhyme. Nope.
That's not a nursery rhyme, Kevin.
London Bridge not a nursery rhyme? What do you call that then?
No, this is Silver Bridge, not London Bridge.
Okay.
I have
It's another abridgment.
two different conflicting stories.
Oh, I can't.
Hey, laugh, please.
I can't. It was good.
I missed it. I was reading.
It was good. It was.
You won't give it to me when it's D's?
It was a diamond in the rough because we had some bad material going on there, and he did almost save it with that one.
So I've heard two conflicting stories about the Mothman's involvement with this. That version, I've heard people that the Mothman caused it, and I've heard that he tried to prevent it because the people who survived the Silver Bridge falling saw a bunch of... Not as a bunch. There is a unanimous, like, we saw something leaving the scene, fluttering quickly, very large.
Houston, can I just stop you right there?
Because sure.
You're not pertaining to the question.
I'm not, about the Silver Bridge and the falling thereof?
Whether he was a superhero or a supervillain in the act is just not germane here. We need to know he prophesied.
Yeah, that is also Mothman lore, is that he can tell the future.
To whom?
That's like old Mothman stuff. Yeah, you've never heard that?
I have heard that, but how does he do it?
I don't know. I'm not the Mothman.
Does he? But how are we getting Mothman's prophecies? Is he freaking? Yeah. Is he writing a letter to the president? Is he? Making a podcast?
Dear Mr. President.
Clearly he thought, I know this bridge is going to fall. Let me use my big, strong moth arms and lift this bad boy so that it doesn't.
What does Mothman have to say in his letter to the president in order to get the president to take it seriously?
You're saying.
Are you just going to ignore Sam? Are you talking to me?
Okay. What? I'm too heated about this. What was your question?
No. Tell me what I'm saying, Kevin. Tell me.
You're saying that his prophecy...
Dear Mr. President.
...was received as a prophecy because he just showed up when it happened?
No! I'm saying he's like, uh-oh, bridge is going to fall. That's my prophecy. So there, one of two things happened. He said, I either have to make that happen. Either he's a
heart... So he prophesied to himself.
No!
And then showed up.
Maybe he's crazy. He's like, I think the bridge is going to fall. And to make history, my visions come true, I have to make it fall.
Okay.
I don't freaking know. That's what I'm trying to freaking tell you is...
Who did he tell that to?
Tell anyone!
He told himself on this day, the Silver Bridge will fall. Now I have to go make that happen. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, you didn't let me finish. The thing I'm saying, he received a vision. The vision said, bridge is going to fall. And now the Mothman has two choices depending on what his role is. Either his role is the universe through him enacts prophecies and he's like, okay, message received, time to go make this bridge fall. Or he saw that and was like, I should try and stop it. And he tried and he failed. Two things may have happened if he actually received it as a vision.
Okay, well, if he...
Oh, my gosh!
There is a one...
What a scrub.
Nope. Only one of these is possible. Because if he's Mothman, he's been receiving these prophecies for quite some time now. I would assume he's been around for a few years. If he has received these prophecies and has tried to stop them from coming true...
I thought moths lived for a couple weeks, maybe.
Either the bridge...
So it's a man and then a couple weeks.
Either he gets this prophecy and the bridge is going to fall or it is not. If it's going to fall, he has seen the future. There's nothing he can do to stop that from falling, which means that he has to be the cause. Did you get any of that?
I was thinking about something else.
I was reading an excerpt from this article.
Well, my friends heard it in their ears and they agree.
I was looking right at Sam the whole time and I was all thinking about the fact that everybody just
assumes...
We don't care
what you're thinking about, Kevin. Houston?
Okay.
1967, 46 people died on that bridge.
It really was not important at all.
46 people died in that collapse. The incident gave rise to the legend and connected the Mothman sightings to bridge collapses in general. And there's three... Associated, Monster Bird, Big Eyes, no, these are other, these, I thought they were linking other bridge collapses that he was involved with, but it doesn't. So yeah, for that part of the world, they continue to say, like, yeah, any bridge that falls, Mothman, his fault. They're bitter to this day.
Wow.
Is what I'm seeing on this Wikipedia article.
Well, it sounds like they need to just chill out for a sec, bro.
I can't get past the fact that people think that when you hear Mothman, that you think moth plus man rather than the average of moth and man. Does that make sense?
Sure. in 2016,
So they think that here you have man and then you add moth powers to the man? Like... That's what I was thinking about, is if you're wondering, is Ant-Man.
Oh, we're bringing this around.
Yeah, I was thinking of Ant-Man, and I was like, why is Ant-Man a superhero when Ant-Man very well could be the midpoint between Ant and Man, as opposed to Ant plus Man?
This was just really a complex thing Kevin was just...
He'd be such a scrub. He'd be reeling. A freaking noob.
If you were a moth, nope. If you were a man plus ant?
You have ant, and then you have man, and Ant-Man is the midpoint between a teensy tiny little freaking scrubby insect and a man.
Well, I think
and
just the a idea regular is you're taking, guy. You're taking the characteristics of the ant.
And like you're adding them together? Like,
no, I'm
just
saying
taking
like,
benefits from both of them and adding them, and now you're super for some
no,
reason.
No, the point, I think the point
rather
I'm trying
than
to make
being
is,
like a tiny ant sized freaking man. Scrubby guy.
No, the point they're trying to make is like ant can lift 10 times its own weight, right? You take that ability and put it on man, and now he is Ant-Man. That's the idea.
Yeah, well, that's crap.
I want to read both these sightings. Since that, these are the only other two documented things where the Mothman really came up after that bridge.
Mothman.
Russian UFOologists claim that Mothman sightings in Moscow foreshadowed the 1999 Russian apartment bombings. They couldn't track down these bombings, and so they blamed the Mothman.
Dude, that's a freaking good idea. If you have an entire society that is salty about Mothman taking down these bridges, yeah. You don't have the answers, and society's demanding them. You're like, we could always just use the Mothman. And then you say Mothman, and they're like, oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he does that.
Google. Absolutely the
Google.
Mothman.
Who takes down bridges? They're like, Mothman. Oh, my gosh, it was him.
In 2016, WCHS
sounds good to me.
TV published a photo, I don't know this word, purported to be of the Mothman, taken by an anonymous man while driving on Route 2 in Mason County. Science writer Sharon A. Hill proposed that the photo showed a bird, perhaps an owl, or carrying a frog and snake away. Why'd they write it like a crazy person? And wrote that there is zero reason to suspect the Mothman is described as a legend. There are too many far more reasonable explanations. Dude took a picture of a hawk carrying a fish and was like, Mothman, time for the big bucks. Time for the big money. And that's the last time we've heard of this guy.
And he sent it in and they're like, you idiot. And he was like, make that anonymous,
yeah.
Please.
No. If you really thought it was, why would you stay anonymous? Why? So he must have been like, maybe I can get away with this.
I don't think it was the Mothman.
Yeah. Because if you actually thought it was, you'd be like, big bucks are coming my way.
My brain is going to tear in half if this episode continues.
This one got hectic. This one got crazy.
We just started doing our own podcast.
Each.
The three of us.
Individually.
Toward the end there.
Thank you guys for listening. If this is your first one, sorry. But
don't be sorry.
Well, I had a good time with my friends, so you know what? You're right.
Welcome.
I shouldn't be sorry.
Gosh, that was funny. Funny episode,
Which
guys.
Part?
I'm trying to think back. Did you say... I have to clarify because they're both bad. But did you say Jack's black hole or did you say Jack Black's hole?
Neither.
What did you say?
I literally just said Jack Black hole.
I think there was an S in there somewhere.
There definitely was not.
There wasn't?
There definitely was not.
I'm remembering it with
you
a lot of
love,
and
you
you're
going
to sound
no,
like
a, that's why I
you're
was
gonna
trying
sound
to
like a pervert on
you
playback.
That's
to
why
be.
I was dying. That's why all three of us were dying laughing.
Pervert
you said
on playback.
Gross.
That's what I'm going to name the episode.
Don't name it pervert on playback. I'm afraid to listen.
McGoriacast@gmail.com. Shoot me your stories. Yeah.
Phantasmacast for Instagram and TikTok. I promise I'm not gross. I promise.
Life's only going to be as spooky as you make it.